Dave, any question? No question. Means everybody knows where we are? We hope so. We were talking about what? Do you remember? Anyway?
Life and death.
There was a silly story where the fellow wanted to learn the language of animals. But Rumi ended up with different paragraphs to talk about life and death. Why? What is the relationship? The first one was, okay, you want to enrich yourself, you want to learn everything, and even the language of the animal. The language of the animal is simple. What is the language of the animal? What is the brain of a chimp? Your cousin is telling the chimp. What is it?
Three things. Eat, don't be eaten. Reproduce.
This means save yourself, the hell with the others. Yes, the others are important if they belong to you. Closer they are, more important they are. But at the end of the day, the hell with everyone. Save me. Ego, right? So we talked about that. That, okay, your ego is trying to put the blame and the loss and all that to the others to save itself. That was the story. Then, at the end of the story, he added some little complicated stuff. When the Moses was praying to God, that, okay, please forgive this, and God was accepting it, he started to say, I was talking about all this, and at the end of it, what did you think? And where was the end? You forgot. Why? Because this is the story that I talked about, and I went home, and you went home. Didn't think about it. So, next time when I came here, I tried to explain it a little bit more. And you were saying, oh yes, I got it. What? Did you think about it? No. Did you? What was the morale or the real goal of that story? You didn't think about it. What was the outcome of that story? That story was talking about, listen, you could ignore everyone and love yourself when you are thinking about life. But what do you do about death? This was that story about. Because at the end he said, okay, you sold the horse, you sold the donkey, sell yourself. How about that? Why? Because it was his time to die, then everything changed. When they talk about your death, or when you think about it, you think differently. Everything changes. Your feeling of belonging suddenly disappears. You have the feeling of losing all the belongings. You don't think about, I have this. You say, well, then what will happen to this when I'm dead? Right? whenever you think about death, you could see the life differently. You know what your problem? You never think about it. Because it's not a joyful thinking, and your ego cannot enjoy it, so you never talk about death. And your brain is running away from death. So, to your brain, the death is the worst, which is not. This is what cannot go in your brain, that death is not the worst problem I could have. Death is one of the simplest ones. He explained it in the next paragraph by who? The uncle of Prophet said, when I was young, dead for me was the end of existence. Then I learned, the light came. Now I know that death is not the end of me. Remember? He started it with something as simple as this, that in as much as this abode of mortality is not the world of being, the return to the borrowed thing is not much gain. This is what he don't understand. This existence, what is this existence? What is it? It's a temporary fluctuation of time like this. This is just now. And this will end, next moment is different, and never, ever there will be another moment like this. This is how it is, right? And everything is just passing through. Everything didn't exist a moment ago and will not exist next moment. Do you remember the first law of the universe I'm bringing in this conversation I talked about? How did it start? Everything started in a big bang like that, right? Then what? That big bang finished and will not come again. Everything is started to change and change and change, and the change is going on. You remember? Mullah Sadra, the philosopher, said, the essence of existence is change, and the essence of change is God. Because everything changes, and nothing will repeat itself. No subatomic particle is like the other ones. I said other ones, how many did you imagine? No, you cannot. The number is not understandable. Even in that, billions and billions and billions of, I don't know what zillions, two are not exactly the same. This is what existence is. So to us, if you look at a little bit, you step back. Existence is a temporary form. The essence is the change. And do you remember we talked about form and the essence? And we said form is temporary and is not important for us. The essence is more important, right? So, you say, if you want to understand life, you have to understand death. No one? Honestly, no. Because with the logical explanation, life is running away from death. No. Death and life are two sides of one coin. We call it life. Living creature is what? Is an equilibrium far from equilibrium. This was a part of my second PhD thesis in Paris. Life is an equilibrium far from equilibrium. It's just like standing up of a person who is walking on the wire. Yes, standing up, but every single moment it should fall. He will do something not to fall that moment. And that's how the balance is all about. Life is like that. Every single moment you should die. How? Very simple. You are the combination of billion cells that are alive and they don't give a damn about you. They could be transferred to another biological animal, not even human beings, and they continue to live. Right? How they agree upon you? One disagreement of one of them, just not to pass an electrical pulse for 2 seconds, is enough to kill you. It's coordinated, a lot of systems are working. So every single moment you could die, it doesn't. Why? We don't know. A magical force is keeping all these different cells with me. This is what the life is. The death is in it. And what is the use of all these arguments? Only not to get sad when you think about your death. You don't forget why I am talking here. I'm talking about this fellow because I'm 100% sure that this fellow is trying to teach you how to get better. Period. Have I repeated it enough? That's what it is all about. So, I'm talking about the death to make you try to be better. When are you better? What is your problem? Let us start with that. Before making you better, let's talk about your disease. What is your disease? Just one. This animal. Ego. Remember that we repeated it so many times. So you know this is the enemy. Why? Because this stupid fellow thinks that it is me. Honest. Look at your brain. Who are you? Who are you? You believe that you are this? And that's so silly. Because this is the animal. Who is the other one? The morality you have, the belief you have, the base of love and kindness. Let's name it, just to be named. We call it the breath, okay? The soul. Okay? Where is it? Where is it? Where is your soul? The soul. Or the spirit, or personality, or all those silly names you could give it. For me, the name is my role in we, my essence. Where is my essence? This is the form, right? We know it. It's changing.